It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Mr. Lee, I always think every time I hear that music, that blockbuster music, I'm like, it really doesn't suit you or I, does it?
No, it doesn't. What do you think we should be having? Something tear jerky or something? Because we both cry in movies.
Well, no, I'm picturing like explosions and cars blowing up and bullets firing, you know, and then you and I are dodging bullets and, you know, bombs going off. And we are definitely not those people, Mr. Lee.
No, definitely not. Far from it. Definitely not.
We are your soppy, droppy, you know, type guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we do love a good horror, though. We do love a good horror every now and then just to mix things up. So,
yeah.
You know?
Correct. Yeah. Just every now and then. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's probably once a year for me for a horror. So,
just once. Yeah. Now, 2020, a new year, Mr. Lee. So, we need a new horror film for you to go and see this year. Have you picked out any favorites? I would like you to go and see Scream 7 this month.
I'll see.
Well, no, sorry, next month.
Actually, you know what? If you are going, I'll go.
I'm going. I'm locked in.
You are?
I've already got my tickets. Damn. Well, not really, though. But, yeah, you know, I am thinking about getting my tickets, and I will be going to see it. So, yes, it'll be great fun.
Well, as I said, last time I watched the first one, I had my eyes closed and my ears closed because it scared me.
God, that must have been like the late 90s. Would it not 90s?
Yes, I'm old. Yes, yeah. I admit it.
Oh, dear. Good to see us talking about your age 1 minute into the podcast. It's great. Okay.
Didn't take long this week.
Be prepared for more of that. This is a podcast where anything can happen, including talking about Grant Lee's age. So, and lack of hair. Oh, dear. Okay. This is actually a podcast where we talk about movies, believe it or not. And we've got some great movies we'll be talking about. Some new stuff to the Forum 6 and 85 Cinemas this week. Hello to those in Orange and Wagga and Tamworth. Also, we're going to see what's happening in the box office. We're on Avatar, this Fire and Ash can go another week. Jeez, it's been breaking some records. It's just insane.
It has. James Unbelievable.
Cameron, incredible guy. Grant Lee hits the red carpet with some real news on the Oscars. Yeah, we're getting so close now, and Grant Lee is shaking in his boots when it comes to Oscar picks.
I'm literally shaking my boots because I cannot lose.
This, Mr. Lee, this is a big year for you because you have to wait 12 months if you lose again to be able to claim the stake back.
Yeah, but so, then you won't let me forget it. So,
I certainly won't. Yeah, I can tell you now I'm hanging for next month. March. And opening next week and a whole bunch more. Let's get straight into things.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
The first movie is Send Help. Now, this sounds really, really scary, I have to say. It's a blend between Misery and Castaway is what they're saying. It was filmed in Sydney. It stars Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien, and it's only about survivors of a plane crash on an island, and they've got to work together to survive.
Yeah, and Rachel McAdams, she's fantastic. You've seen her in some great movies. So she's in The Notebook, Sleeping on the Weekend, Red Eye. Great in Red Eye, plane movie. This one, so she plays Linda. She's this worker. Dylan O'Brien's her boss. He's a bit of a pig, right? And the way treats her, Anyway, they get stranded on a deserted island after a plane crash, and he still keeps picking on her, but they're out of the office this time around. They're by themselves, and she get nasty. So, yes. Very freaky. Should we have a listen, Mr. Lee? See the trailer.
Let's do it.
I'm going to be frank with you. You are smart. I know that you are great with numbers, but I just don't think you got it. As an executive, I see no value in you. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, what?
You know we have the Bangkok merger coming up. Prove me wrong. Oh, Linda, before you go, I forgot to mention, I've received a few complaints about you.
Complaints?
noxious odors.
Oh, God.
Take your seats, you little bitch.
Who's joined the land of the living?
How long?
You been out? Day and a half?
Have you tried making a distress signal?
Or a bigger fire?
I was busy trying to keep us alive.
But getting us out of here, that should be your focus. Not being Susie Homemaker over here.
What did you just say to me?
Let's not forget, I'm your boss. You work for me.
We're not in the office anymore, Bradley. No help is coming. You just have to accept that this is how things are now. You ever hunt? I think I like it. You are stuck with an asshole boss. Just like I was. Although I'm betting I am a much nicer boss than you ever would have been. Except for maybe this part. I don't think we should ever leave.
Wowzers, what a trailer. Gee, she, yeah, as I said, she turns nasty. This guy's going to regret
does,
it.
Does, doesn't she?
Yeah, but you know what? What a god. Good, like, just the way he spoke to her, like, it's just unacceptable, yeah, isn't it? I mean, imagine
absolutely.
If, imagine if, like, someone, you spoke to your staff like that, Mr. Lee, right? I mean, it'd be dreadful, right?
No, it would be, and I don't do that because you don't do that. The only because you never know, one day they could be your boss.
Exactly. The only person you do it to, Mr. Lee, is me.
Yes. Off the podcast because yes, I don't want record of it.
very, very smart. You are a smart man. So that is Send Help, and I'm going to go off and see that, Mr. Lee, this weekend. I'm going to see it in Canberra, so that should be good fun.
Oh, that should be. Yeah, you'll have a ball. Long way to go see a movie, but anyway.
It's good fun. I'm the best movies in Canberra, Mr. Lee. So that would be good. Send Help. And I'll report back on that next week. And we have a Flickster doing that next week as well. So, that should be fun.
Which will be very good. Now, another one. Now, this movie that we're going to talk about now is called Iron Lung. And it's actually based on a 2022 video game by the same name, of course. And it's all about a quiet rapture. And it's got so much blood. Can I just tell you, this movie now holds the world record for the most fake blood used in a movie.
Really?
Approximately 80,000 gallons was used. Beating Evil Dead, the 2013 version, with 50,000 gallons of fake blood. But this is all about a guy who goes in a submarine to explore the bleeding depths. But the problem is he is sent in and he thinks it's a expedition, but it's not. It's something else.
Oh, should we have a listen? Yeah, let's do it.
I see that question in your eyes. For what purpose do we remain alone in the dark?
Beginning the descent. Cruising depth in roughly 2 minutes. Stand by.
I ask myself that very same question.
I'm seeing some voltage irregularities on the instrument, so keep an eye out for sparks or flames or anything like that.
Why would there be flames?
You did test this thing, right?
This is the test. Closing porthole shielding.
Where's the reason for this quiet rapture? Too few to rebuild. Too many to feed.
You're the first one down. All we have are surface scans. That's why you're there. Well, one of the reasons.
Just the CO, all of us. We need this.
There aren't
I just want to live. Is that so wrong? Why doesn't anybody else want that?
Yeah, it's the iron lung. Mm. Your thoughts, Mr. Lee?
Yeah. Well, it's probably not one I'm going to see, but I will let you know there is only 3 sessions at Orange, Wagga and Tamworth. So it's on tomorrow night, Saturday and Sunday. And I know a lot of people have pre-bought their tickets already because they've been waiting. This was actually one that a lot of customers wanted to watch. And so we got it in for them to watch, and it's certainly going to be an interesting one. Now, another one that's only on Sunday, it's part of our National Theatre Live. It's called The Fifth Step. Now, this one stars Martin Freeman and Jack Lowden, and it's all about 2 guys who meet at an ANA, Alcoholics Anonymous, of course. After years, one guy's been in the 12-step program and he becomes a sponsor for a newcomer, Luca, and the pair bond. They go for coffee, they trade stories, their friendship is, you know, not the greatest, but, you know, there is something there. But when Luca approaches step 5, which is the moment of confession, things all change and dangerous truths emerge.
Mm. Well, it is that live that we actually have a trailer of it. So who knows when that was recorded? Let's have a listen to it.
I think I might be an incel.
With stuff like that, if you don't tell someone, your sponsor or whoever, you'll start drinking again. It's basic 4th and 5th step stuff. The point is to divest yourself of shame.
So it's like a confession if you're Catholic.
Yeah, it's a god of your own understanding. That chair could be your god.
I don't get that.
A paper cup, whatever.
How could a paper cup be god?
The important thing is to get involved with the program of recovery, the steps.
The 12 steps.
And that's why you need a sponsor.
You only have sex 3 times a year?
About that, yeah.
That's nothing.
It's more than you're having.
I was on the treadmill, right? Guess who walked in? Willem Dafoe. Now that is a spiritual awakening, but
it's come to my attention that you've been lying to me.
Well, I haven't. No, it's not.
Listen, son, don't lie to me. There's no right and wrong.
It's the 5th step.
So what?
So it's all about right and wrong.
Well, there you go. The 5th step, Mr. Lee. The National Theatre Live.
Yeah. It sounds interesting, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
And I have to say, I like Martin Freeman. I think he's a great actor. He can do anything. He is in it. He was in Black Panther. He's been in so many TV shows as well. Like, it's just incredible what he's like. So, yeah. So that's on Sunday in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga.
Also screening.
No, thank you. I was waiting for you.
Sorry, well, you can just take off. You can just do whatever you want. It's your podcast too.
No, I like you. I don't want to.
Oh, okay. You let me
know.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So also screening, we've got 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, Anaconda, Avatar, Fire and Ash, The Coral, David, 5 Nights at Freddy's 2, Grand Prix of Europe, Hamnet, The Housemaid, Marty Supreme, Mercy, Nuremberg, Song Sung Blue, The Pout Pout Fish, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2, all screening. Check your local cinema website or box office for what times they're
screening. From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Don't judge me, Mr. Lee.
I went off script. Sorry.
This does not surprise me at all. I got to go first this week. That's your punishment. So okay let's. Where are we going this week, Mr. Lee? Oh yes.
I do like Chinese food.
It's great, isn't it? What's your favorite dish?
My favorite. Yeah, I'm gonna say sweet sour pork.
Oh yum! It's pretty good, isn't it?
You know, a little secret I will tell you, we'll digress here. when you get it for a takeaway, get your pork separate to your sauce because then it'll be crispy when you get home.
Oh, you know how it's done. Well done, Mr. Lee. That's good. Thank you for that advice.
What's your favourite? Yeah.
Saute chicken, honey chicken. That's really, oh, Mongolian beef. Yeah, delicious.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Lemon chicken. Oh, God, we could
have a whole feast for hours. Here. Well,
we could.
As we do every week, we always start off with a bit of food. Let's talk some movies. For China, number 5 is nothing. Number 4 is Wicked for Good. Number 3 is Eternity. Well, how can you have top 5, Mr. Lee, when there's only 4? Number 2 is Avatar, Fire and Ash. And number 1 for China. Oh, this is interesting. Zootopia 2.
Wow. That's interesting. Let's head off to Australia. Number 5 is Mercy. Number 4 is Zootopia 2. Let's drop back down a bit. Mm. Number 3 is The Housemaid. Number 2 is Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Oh, we have a new number 1. Okay.
We certainly do. And number 1 for Australia. Marty Supreme.
Yeah, wow. That's great. How good's that?
And you number 1. It's taken a long time. Long time.
You know who it is? It's Timothy Chalamet. I reckon that's exactly who it is, right? It's all this.
I think so.
This Oscar buzz as well. Yeah. You know, him, the movie. Like, yeah, it's just, that's awesome.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what's number 1 next week now.
Well, whether or not it holds its spot, whether or not Send Help can beat it, I suppose, is the big question, isn't it? So
certainly is.
That is the top 5s for this week.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
Live from the red carpet, Mr. Lee, this is your gig.
Life.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is my gig. This is, as you know, I love this time of year because Oscar noms have just been announced and Sinners has got the most. It's got 16 nominations. And can I say, this has broken all records to get 16 nominations.
It's crazy.
And I remember watching it and I just went, wow, this is interesting. It was a very different movie. Very different with zombies and people eating people. And yeah, the music was great. Don't get me wrong. I like the music in it, but it was very, very different. So yeah. Now the next one is One Battle After Another with Leonardo. It got 13 nominations. And tomorrow our Talking Flickster is going to see Marty Supreme. And he actually got 9 nominations. So very, very good. Now, best film is always the one that we like to know. We've got Frankenstein, we've got Brolia, Hemnet, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, Train Dreams, F1 and The Secret Agent. All bidding for a number 1 movie, which will be, I don't know.
Mm. Well, the inside. Now, I heard that. I heard that. Well, this is not the inside scoop, by the way. This is. I had heard though, that Wicked 2 apparently didn't get a nom for best music score.
I don't think it got any nominations. I think it was snubbed, which is not good.
No, it's not good at all. I don't like that. It makes me sad.
No, I don't know. But can I just say, there is thousands of people voting. Mm. It's not just, 10 people or, there's thousands of people voting. So, yeah, it must have been something that grabbed the attention of these. So, yeah. Now, some other not so good news, Sydney Sweeney, who we like. We think she's a great actress, don't we?
We do.
She's been in some great movies. Well, she's actually getting some backlash at the moment and possible legal trouble because she climbed on the Hollywood sign.
Oh, and she hung a bra. Like, it was a publicity stunt, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, for a new lingerie line that she's doing. Like, a couple of things. If you got permission to do it, I'm sure they'd say, yeah, no worries. It's Sydney Sweeney. But she didn't get permission. She just went and did it.
We'll climb some tower in Tamworth, Mr. Lee, and hang our undies up there and see how we go, right? What do you reckon?
Hook up to Flagstaff. Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, somehow I don't like that very
just
much.
Just make sure they're clean. Yeah. Now, some other news. There's a new documentary coming out called Melania.
Yeah, Trump. Melania Trump. Oh, yes. This would be interesting. Very interesting.
Because there's so much talk about the two, whether they're together and, you know, she won't hold his hand and she's very, yeah. Well, there's a new movie coming out. They've just had a very special screening at the White House of it. And the director, Brett Ratner, was there to show all to Melania. And I wonder if President Trump went and watched it.
So you'd have to be so careful, wouldn't you? Because I've got to be careful what I say when I say this, because he listens to everything, yes, right, and everything's checked.
He does.
We'll get cancelled in the States. I'm not going to say anything.
Probably best.
Well, we have a lot of listeners in the States, right? And
We do. We have a lot of listeners.
Donald, we love you, and okay? Okay,
moving on. What's our next segment that we're talking about?
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen.
Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Sorry, I thought it'd be best just to move on.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll help you out. Okay, so around the screens, Tamworth, we've got a seniors movie and lunch coming up on February 11. It's Is This Thing On? And this is with Dern and, I can't think of the other guy's name. Very interesting. He's a guy who's lost everything and he becomes a stand-up comic. And then on February 25, we've got a seniors movie and lunch happening for Epic, which is the Elvis Presley in concert. Tickets are on sale now for that one. And then in February 6 at Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, we've got Six the Musical screening. We've had a lot of people ask for this as well in all our sites. So we've put it on for the people and tickets are on sale now in each of our sites. So grab them before you miss out, because at the moment there is only one session happening, which is the Friday night.
I've seen this one of these musicals live and it's spectacular. The music in it, just the buzz, the songs, it's just awesome. So if you haven't seen it yet, now is your time to go and see it at either Tamworth, Wagga or Orange. Opening up next week, Mr. Lee, Is This Thing On, which we did mention. That's about, you know, your little comic. So we'll pass on that one. Next, though, is Shelter. This is Jason Statham. And it's about this guy who, he's a bit of a recluse. He's living in a setting by the sea. He rescues a young girl. And all of a sudden, a whole bunch of trouble starts to appear. So that is Shelter. Looks really good. That's a great action thriller. And as we mentioned, Six the Musical. Grab your tickets now for those sessions coming up on February 6. That's us done.
And then we're back tomorrow for our Talking Flickster.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Should be good. We get to see each other again.
Again.
I love that. It's really good.
Yeah.
We get to talk and, you know, do stuff. It's good fun.
Correct. Yeah, it is. I mean, we enjoy it. At least it's it's friendly.
It's a dream, right? Yeah, it is. Exactly. I mean, there's nothing else to say. It's Thursday. We're getting out of here. We will be back again tomorrow at the same time of 5 a.m. This drops, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. It's very early.
Way too early. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do we do it to ourselves? I really don't know. Because we love our listeners. That's why. We love our listeners.
That's why. Exactly. We'll catch you. We do it for them.
We do. We'll catch you tomorrow morning.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime.
Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au.
Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.